In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome on into the 6 o'clock hour of weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Hanging out till 7 p.m. when Thursday Night Football takes over. Dallas Cowboys in action this evening, taking on the Detroit Lions. And that's on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, on 870 AM, we got Pelicans taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Meanwhile, on the line right now, our next guest, one of the greatest athletes in the world, standing just 5'6" in a sports dominated by giants. She's written the rule book on how to play beach volleyball, all-time winningest player in college history at LSU, a 2024 Paris Olympian, and fresh off bringing home a silver medal from the 2025 World Championship in Australia. One half of the world famous TKN duo, Kristen Nuss on the line. Kristen, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Wow, what an intro. Appreciate that.
How about that?
So thanks for having me.
Kristen, we're going to have him tape that, and every time you go somewhere,
we'll play it,
and so we'll be good.
Oh, gosh. No, I don't need that, but it was definitely a very good intro. I appreciate it.
How was it in Australia to play there? And you didn't meet up with a guy, Tony, from Australia, did it? Because he calls the show. He's regular. But how was it? I knew you ended up finishing second at the World Championships in Australia, but how was the event itself?
The event, it was actually a very well-done event. The only issue we had is that typically beach volleyball, we obviously really want some warm weather, but it was actually a little colder than we expected. So a lot of the time we were kind of bundled up, wearing leggings and everything, but it was a very good event. Obviously, we would have liked to end on a win, but, I mean, taking home a silver medal is definitely something we're proud of.
Kristen, looking at the event you got coming up this weekend, hopefully the weather holds up for you. Tell us what's going on about Santa in the Sand over at Coconut Beach.
Yes, so this is our fifth year hosting Santa in the Sand. It is, the weather obviously is a little skeptical. However, we do want to make everyone aware that it is happening regardless, rain or shine. If we're not able to play volleyball, we're going to do some fun things inside. There's going to be a band playing. Dead End is the band name, playing from 3 to 6. So it really is. It's just going to be a fun day regardless if it's raining. I mean, we're in New Orleans. We know how to have a good time. So just everyone, please come out still. And even if you can't come, you can still support Santa in the Sand. There's going to be an auction online, so it's actually already up. You can go in on tcanvball.com, check it out, make some bids. So yeah, just an overall, again, it's still happening and it's a great day.
The mission for Santa in the Sand, what are people going for the charity?
Yeah, so it's for our 656 Foundation, which is our nonprofit. But the Santa in the Sand, all proceeds and everything go to making kind of a magical Christmas for just families in the Kenner area who maybe don't have the means to do that. So it's getting gifts for kids, getting pretty much everything off of their wish list that they want, and just helping out the families in the community that need some help during this time.
Kristen, if somebody would like to donate to this event and donate to the charity, kind of tell them exactly how to do that.
Yes, so please go to tknvball.com, and there is a Santa in the Sand section, and that is where you will find all the information. You can still register for the event. We're even doing a free clinic pending the weather. And that is also where you can find the link to the auction item. So, yeah, everything is on tknvball.com.
A little bit about is volleyball 12 months out of the year, 365, or do you get, an off season with it?
We're definitely approaching kind of already into the off season. I would say December, January, but we'll definitely, things kind of get started February through November. So it is a pretty long season, but right now we're definitely getting into the off season and a little bit of time to celebrate, which actually at the end of Sand in the Sand is kind of our time to have a little party and to kind of celebrate the end of our season.
And no problems with that. That's for sure. What do you do in the off season? Because, you know, you got to keep yourself in shape and stuff, and you can take some time off and, you know, and participate in whatever you want to participate in, but you get right back in it to keep yourself in shape, because understanding February, man, that passes so fast, that off season. It's almost like hearing my grandkids talk about, oh, Pop, we off from school, but then we got to start right back over again. Those couple months pass real fast.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I would say keeping sand legs. I don't know if people know how hard that is. So we definitely try to at least get out in the sand, stay running and active. But yeah, the off season, it goes by fast. So just try and soak it up as much as possible.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm friends with Danielle Scott, was a longtime volleyball player, but she was always a court volleyball player. And she's told me, Mike, I don't know about that beach stuff. And I know I couldn't do it today because there's such a difference. Kind of explain to everybody the difference in the beach volleyball and the regular volleyball that's on a court. But I know Danielle had talked to me at length about it is a totally different game. It's played the same, but how your reaction and everything else is different in the positioning of it. Like she said, it's like I hear you talk about technique work and positioning and all that in football, but it's different beach volleyball than on a court volleyball.
Oh, absolutely. It is two very different sports. However, the fundamentals are all the same. But yeah, as far as the dynamics, so in indoor volleyball, there's six people on the court. In beach volleyball, there's only two. So it's two people in sand trying to cover a lot of court. There's also obviously the weather is a factor, and sometimes, or the majority of the time, we're playing on beaches all around the world. So that includes a lot of wind. So I would say just the elements overall and the fact that there are only two people compared to six people are probably the two biggest things compared to the traditional indoor volleyball scene.
You've seen such a rapid growth in especially in the women's volleyball sector of things across the United States. That has really picked up tremendously. I remember as a kid, I never played soccer, and then, you know, I'm out of school and everything, and all of a sudden, now everybody school-wise is playing soccer. Now every high school basically has soccer team on it. It's sort of like that in weightlifting, too. We didn't see that for a long time. That was something that happened in the Northeast or Midwest. Now you see it across the country. You being a part of that and being one of the trailblazers to bring that to young women in the sport is really got to make you feel good, because here's the thing. When you're on TV, you know you've made it. And that's what beach volleyball is today. You've made it on television.
Yes, it is very, very exciting. And especially right now, the indoor volleyball scene, it is exploding. And especially as we're right now approaching the national championship time, there's going to be so much volleyball on TV, which, like you said, it really is. It's massive. And just as a very much a beach volleyball supporter, we're really just kind of trying to hop on the back of indoor volleyball and really just keep growing the sport and showing more opportunities, especially for women in sports out there, just to, again, keep growing the sport and getting it on TV in front of people. Because as soon as people watch, they always want to keep watching, especially beach volleyball. As soon as you go to a beach volleyball event, you want to go back. The energy, it's such a fun time. And like you said, it really is just more opportunities for girls, especially even down to the high school area.
Kristen, have you been approached by people to coach younger women in volleyball? Because I see it today in football where you got coaches and then even former players. They're out there and they're doing off-season work with, you know, people that are playing the game. Now, you still involved, but have you been approached about that, to work with younger women and, you know, basically kind of farming up their techniques in volleyball?
Absolutely. That's definitely happened. Unfortunately, just with how crazy our schedules have been, Taryn and I really have not had the opportunity to do so. A couple years back, we were doing that more so, but the schedule has just really picked up. And now that we're kind of into the off season, we use that time to kind of relax. But I definitely could see myself coaching after the career is done.
Do you do anything differently today to keep in shape than maybe 5 years ago? Because, you know, your body sort of changes a little bit. And so there are some things, you know, hey, I can do this and I can bounce back quicker. But maybe something new from a technical standpoint of staying in shape, yeah, or doing something different today than you did, say, 5 years ago.
Yeah, definitely probably limiting on the more heavier weights and everything like that. We're now do a little less weight, more explosive things, because that actually this year we were like, oh my goodness, we're now kind of the older ones on tour. It's a little crazy dynamic. And I think even going into this coming year, we'll kind of readjust our new workout plans, because that is something that we do have to kind of take into effect and to make sure our bodies just stay 100% throughout the entire season. So that's definitely something probably this year we'll start doing a little better job of.
Kristen, I know that, you know, you've got this event coming up on Saturday. Let folks know how they can get involved, Santa in the Sand, when it's going to begin and where you can be.
Yeah, Santa in the Sand this Saturday at Coconut Beach in Kenner. You can find all of the information on TCANVBall.com, or you can also go to our TCANVBall social media. That will have all the updates on the event. But yeah, come on out. You can play in the tournament. You can play cornhole if you want. It's just going to be a really fun day. So come on out, Coconut Beach, this Saturday.
Awesome stuff, Kristen. Appreciate the time, always, you joining us here on Sports Talk.
Thank you, Kristen. Best of luck to you. Listen, we got to stick together now, all these Louisiana folks. We got to stick together.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Kristen Nuss, professional beach volleyball player, joining us. Santa in the Sand charity event, Saturday, Coconut Beach.
Yeah, it's a great event. And so
hopefully
many,
the weather holds up.
Yeah, and I have an older granddaughter. She really enjoys playing volleyball today. And that's court volleyball. It's not beach volleyball. But we went to Thibodaux Regional. They have 8 different courses of beach volleyball, all different. Greg Stock could explain it better.
Oh, I remember him talking about the grains of sand.
Sand all have to be different and meet up to standard. It's not just you going to the beach and with a bucket throwing it out there. No, it's got to be a certain way, and it's really something to see. If you're in the Thibodaux area and you pass by that, to see it, and you was like, whoa, they got competitive beach volleyball right here in Thibodaux, and it's not near the water.
What do you know, right?
How about that?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.